What else is going on? You got a couple things around town?
I want to let everyone know about our new neighborhood beat meetings that we're doing. And our first one is going to be next Wednesday the 15th. We've been invited by the Roosevelt Neighborhood Association, along with, I think, the Horseman Association, to present some information on crime, traffic, data, take some Q&A from the community. And so this is the first of a series that our department's going to be doing across the city, really getting into different neighborhoods, different beat areas of the city. As you might imagine, there's different needs, concerns, et cetera, depending on where you are in the city. And so really great opportunity to engage with people at that level, provide them real information and data and the Q&A and the relationship building. So we're really looking forward to that, and that's going to kick off next Wednesday the 15th at Roosevelt Elementary. So, and if there's folks out there that they've got a neighborhood association, or you live in a neighborhood, you want to have such a presentation, we're going to be looking for locations to do this across the city. So, you know, please contact the PD here. We will arrange that. But we're excited to get that going.
That's awesome.
Other thing we're working
that's
on.
Got to start there, right, you know.
Oh, yeah. No, that's great. That's going to be a great opportunity. We're weeding through about 130-some applications for our Academy 9, which will start in January. So that'll be additional positions that we got from the public safety sales tax in that class. That'll be a first big leap forward in a long time from a staffing perspective, so we're excited about that. So, yeah, just a lot going on right now, and I'm kind of looking forward to the winter. So, you know, there's a little bit of a slowdown, and we can get all these other things accomplished and get out into these community events and so forth. So, yeah, otherwise doing well.
I read that wrong. We do have a couple minutes left. Talking with Dave Zabolski, chief police chief in Fargo. Your thoughts on what's going on in the city, like a city like Portland or Chicago, where they're depleted. They've obviously, you know, the federal law enforcement has a mission to to arrest and deport the illegal criminals that are in our midst and on our streets. What's your take on that? I can't imagine you'd have any problem with that. You're not worried about militarization of Fargo, North Dakota, are you, anytime soon, Chief?
No, I'm not. I don't see that militarization is coming here. I mean,
sorry.
We do have to have, you know, community support is good. We've got to work with our other law enforcement entities. I think communication is the key. I mean, we have to communicate with each other, which that I'm aware of, have not had any issues with that. We've got a lot of federal partnerships out of Fargo PD and with our regional teams here. So, yeah, we don't anticipate any issues.
I know you don't. I'm just saying, you know, what's going on out there? Like, for example, in Chicago, they don't want the help.
No.
I can't. I'm dropping my jaw, saying, "What do you mean you don't want the help?"
Well, the citizens want the help.
The citizens certainly want the help, it would seem.
Yeah,
I think there's just different dynamics at play. I mean, the bottom line is, you know, for policing to be successful, you got to have the community support and I guess the political support. And I think a lot of what's happening there is, you know,
they don't have it.
Politics, right? Yep. Well, right. I mean, that's just it, and it's hard. It's hard when you talk about recruitment. You know, as a cop in today's world, you can work anywhere in the world because everyone's looking for cops, right? And so, if you really want to do this job, you're going to look for a place where you know that you're supported, both politically and in the community, to do that work. And you know, I think that's one of the reasons we have such a high applicant turnout here, because we've got those components. And you know, I feel bad for cities that don't.
I know.
It's a very difficult task.
Yep. Well, again, we don't know how good we've got it here. I think most of us do, though.
I always said I do not have the temperament to be a cop.
No, I
wouldn't
either.
I'm a little rough. So my hat's off. My hat's off to anybody that, you know, puts on that uniform and gets out there and does the right thing for the right reason.
Yeah. Thanks for what you do, Chief, and say hi to the team and all our best.
Will do. Thank you. Have a good week.
You bet.